ॐ हरिः ॐ तत्सत् श्रीगुरुभ्यो नमः हरिः ॐ ॐ सदाशिवसमारम्भाम् व्यासशङ्करमध्यमाम् अस्मदाचार्यपर्यन्ताम् वन्दे गुरुपरम्पराम् कात्यायनाय विद्महे कन्याकुमारी धीमहि तन्नो दुर्गः प्रचोदयात् ॐ शान्ति शान्ति शान्तिः अद्वैत प्रकरणम् प्रेजेंस ग्रैंड टीचिंग ऑफ वेदांत वेदांतिक विजन द फर्स्ट टू कारिकास ऑफ द अद्वैत प्रकरणम इंट्रोड्यूसेस द टीचिंग ऑफ द एंटायर प्रकरणम द वेरी फर्स्ट कारिका Gaudapada Acharya says, an upasakaha, a meditator, is bound person, samsari. He uses the term kripanaha. So here we should not mistake any upasaka is any meditator. Whoever practices meditation is a samsari, will ever be a samsari. If a person practices meditation with an understanding that upasanam itself is not an ultimate end in itself. So upasanam itself is not an end in itself, and the fruit of meditation itself is not an ultimate end. But ultimate end is moksha, and that moksha is in fact identical with knowledge of the truth. And the knowledge of the truth is nothing but knowledge of the self, and the self-knowledge, which itself is the moksha, attainment of moksha. And for that knowledge, one has to be, the only sadhanam is this shravanam and nididhyasanam. And for that Shravanamananidhi Dhyasanam, one has to become mentally prepared. To attain that self-knowledge, one has mentally become prepared. Mentally one has to be steady and focused. And for that focused attention, Upasanam serves as a means. If he understands Upasanam meditation as a preparatory discipline and he practices meditation for the moksha, for jnanam, that upasaka is a karma yogi, which means he is progressive. Definitely he will be blessed with the knowledge later on, and he'll attain moksha. But if there is a upasaka for whom moksha may be the end, but if he searches for moksha in the knowledge of the truth, and if he thinks that truth is the God, and that God is an object for him, and in the sense that Ishvara, which means for the truth is the cause of the universe. If a person searches for the truth as the cause of the universe, it is very natural for anyone to think cause of the universe must be the truth, isn't it? Ultimate truth. If a person searches for the truth as the cause of the universe, because the universe is the effect. In this effect, in this karya prapancha, he is not able to see the truth. And he has to meditate to arrive at the truth, and which is the cause of the universe. If a person thinks and he practices meditation searching for the truth as the cause of the universe, and such a person will ever remain as a kripanaha. Why? Because in the cause also, The cause also implies duality. Just as effect is duality, there is duality in the effect. In the cause also there is duality. So what if there's duality? As long as there's duality, there is what? Bondage. Bondage means what? Here duality means, duality comes, I told you already, I explained to you the synonyms of these words. Dvaitam, you have said dvaitam implies what? Cause-effect sambandha, karana-karya-sambandha, connection. And anything come, if it is a cause or the effect, both come under the category of what? The savikaram, you know, subject to modification. Being object to modification implies being object to time, and being object to time means being subject to mortality, duality, which is actually bondage. The moksha, freedom from bondage, is only in non-duality. The non-dual reality alone is free. In duality there is bondage. And here he says the cause also is dual. Not only the effect is, there is duality in the effect, but even what? Even the cause also isn't duality only. Well, because cause is nothing but potential unmanifest duality. We saw this last class. So what is unmanifest is one thing, potentially unmanifest condition is cause is one. One ball of clay can become many clay pots. Is it? Like that one cause alone can become many. Therefore, the cause can be one, but effects can be many. Therefore, here a cause is nothing but potential unmanifest duality. Therefore, the cause has to undergo change to become the effect. And then the change itself implies what? Change implies timeless, time-bound nature. And time, being time-bound is what? Being object to the duality. And duality means, it implies there is bondage. This is what he presented in the first Karika. We saw that elaborately last class. Then, an important lesson is, the second Karika, he wants to present, see, Dvaitam. Now, Dvaitam, in fact, the whole chapter he wants to explain the meaning of the word Advaitam. And Advaitam implies Turiya Chaitanyam. Non-dual is nothing but the consciousness, the nature of the Atma, consciousness. Turiya Chaitanyam is implied by the word Advaitam. But this Advaitam, which implies the word Turiya Chaitanyam, which implies consciousness, Advaitam, the word Advaitam, which implies consciousness, the Turiya Chaitanyam, is technically said to be Karya Karana Vyatiriktam. Karya Karana Vyatiriktam or Karya Karana Vilakshanam. When you say Advaitam, what Advaita is non-dual? Turiya Chaitanyam. Non-dual implies, not directly indicate, isn't it? Implies consciousness. And this consciousness, Turiya Chaitanyam, this Advaitam, technically, no, it means Karya Karana Vyatiriktam or Vilakshanam. That which is distinct from the cause and the effect. That which is different from the cause and the effect. So Advaitam is equal to Karya Karana Vilakshanam. That which is different from the cause and the effect. Distinct from the cause and the effect. which means the non-dual reality, the consciousness, is neither the cause nor the effect. Okay, now you know why. Cause means duality. It's causes, any cause, there is duality in a cause, there is duality in the effect also. Cause implies duality, effect implies duality. Therefore, the non-dual must be what now? Beyond, distinct from the cause and the effect. Therefore, here Gaudapada Acharya wants to establish how the non-dual reality, Advaitam, Turiyam, Chaitanyam, is, which is distinct from cause and effect, is not the, not the cause of anything. Which means nothing has come into existence from the Turiya Chaitanyam. If something has come into existence, if something has been made out of, born out of consciousness, then you can say consciousness will become what? The cause. Because nothing has come into existence, nothing has been born out of Turiya Chaitanyam. Therefore, what? Consciousness, the Turiya Chaitanyam, is the non-dual reality, the consciousness, is not the cause. How do you arrive at consciousness is not the cause? By understanding that nothing has come into existence from the consciousness. If something has come into existence from something else, then you can say what has come into existence is the effect, and that from which something has come into existence is the cause. You can say this is a pot, and this pot has come into existence from the clay. Therefore, this pot which has come into existence is an effect, and the clay is the cause, you can say. But here he wants to say nothing has come into existence, nothing has been created out of Turiya Chaitanyam. Therefore, Turiyam is what? Not the cause. If it is not the cause, with what now? It is not the effect also. Which means it is distinct. That which is distinct alone is what? Non-dual. Non-dual in Skinner, this therefore, there is no bondage, there is freedom. Freedom is what? There is no time limitation. There is no change, there is no limitation. There is no division. That's what he wants to present. And in order to establish that nothing has come into existence from consciousness, the Turiya Chaitanyam, nothing is born out of the Atma, to say that, he presents the teaching here in four stages. I said last class itself. What are all created here? There is a jivaha. Whenever we talk about, we say the knower and the known. There is a known universe and there is a knower. We can say the jivaha and the jagat. Jivaha, the individual, knower, and the jagat, the cause, the known universe. Jivaha, jagat. There is a jiva and there is jagat. So he wants to say the jiva has not, only there are only two things created, isn't it? We talk about the creation of two things here. Jivaha, jagat. So this jiva has not come out of Turiya Chaitanyam. Jiva is not born of Turiya, Atma. So, Turiya Chaitanyam, the Atma, is not the cause of the Jivaha. So, Jagat also is what? Not the product of Turiya Chaitanyam. Therefore, Jagat also is not the product. Jiva is also not the product. Therefore, product of the Chaitanyam. Understand? not born out of the Atma, therefore Turiya Chaitanyam is what now? The non-dual consciousness is not the Karanam, not the cause. You should not forget this fact. The Gaudapada Acharya wants to establish what? That which is distinct from cause and effect alone is what? Non-dual. And that non-dual, in non-duality alone there is freedom. And non-dual is the reality which is non-dual, is not the cause. Because to establish, he says nothing has come out of the Turiya Chaitanyam. Neither the Jiva nor the Jagat. We do not have a third thing to be discussed here. Oh, apart from Jiva, what else has been created? Jagat. Apart from Jagat, what else has been created? Jiva. Is there a third thing which has been created? Do we talk about a third creation? No. There are two things which are discussed. No, Jiva Srishti, Jagat Srishti. So he wants to say only these two things, which means these two are not born out of Atma. And he wants to say logically he wants to establish how Jiva is not the product of Atma. Jiva has not come out of the Atma. And he logically he presents what? How Jagat also has not come out of the Atma. And thereafter, he doesn't stop with just a logical presentation of the Jiva and Jagat being the non-products of the Atma. He also establishes scripturally, which means with the support of the scripture also, he is establishing that Jivaha or Jagat are not born out of this Atma, are not the products of Atma. Therefore, he presents the whole teaching in four stages. How Jiva is not the creation of the Jiva. No? There's a logical presentation of the Jiva Srishti. Now, which means what now? Jiva being not the product of the Atma. And then logical presentation of who? Presentation of the Jagat being not the product of Atma. Thereafter, then scripturally he establishes how Jiva and Jagat are not the products of Atma. And as I also mentioned the number of verses. Remember, from the third karika onwards till the ninth karika, in those karikas he presents the teaching how Jivaha is not the product of the Atma. Which means Atma is not the cause of the Jivaha. Jiva is not the karyam, effect also. Then only one verse, the 10th karika alone, he presents how Jagat is not the product of the Atma. Jagat is not created from the Atma. Then from 11th to 14th, he again presents, with support of the Shruti, he establishes how Jiva is not the effect created from the Atma. Again, from 15th to 30th, all the karikas, he repeats what? How Jagat is not the product of the Atma. Jagat is not come out of the Atma. So in all these verses, 3rd to 30th, in four stages, he presents this teaching logically, scripturally, with the help of the scripture. He establishes this one thing, that Jivaha or Jagat have not come into existence from the Atma, which means they are not the products, which means Atma is not the cause. Understand? Not the cause. By saying Atma is not the cause, if Atma is not the cause, what is it then? The Atma is what? The Turiya Chaitanyam, the reality is what? Distinct from cause and effect, which is non-dual, There alone there is freedom, moksha. But what do you need to know for moksha? You need not waste your time searching for the cause. You can, if you are interested in searching for the cause, you can search for the cause, no problem. You can become a great cosmologist or a physicist, no problem. You can wonder, you can do wonders. But don't search for the truth for moksha. Truth as the cause. You search for the cause separately. Understand? If anybody is interested, now I want to know what is the cause from which the whole jagat has come into existence. Jagataha karanam kim. What is that original subtlest matter? I really want to know. If anybody is interested, you can try. You try what all possible. Okay? Whether you will be, then that also is not possible. Anyway, the original subtlest matter also you can never arrive at it. That's another thing. But even if you want to know that, you can know, you can make all the possible efforts, and then in your effort of wanting to know what is the cause of the universe, you may be blessed with what, so much knowledge of so many other facts also, but you will remain bound. Okay? You will not attain moksha. But the purpose of this human life will not get served. Isn't it? The freedom from bondage is not possible. Because there is bondage. Understand? If you want moksha, and for which you need to know the reality, and understand that reality is not the cause of the universe, but it is distinct from the cause and effect, which alone is non-dual. Understand? Okay. Now he starts his teaching from the third karika. And to convey this, now how jiva is not the first topic. Now he begins his first portion of the teaching, or first stage of the teaching. What is the first teaching? The first what he presents is how jiva is not, logically he presents how jiva is not the product of the atma. That alone we'll see today. We will not see other topics, okay? What do we think? Generally, what is our thinking? I am an individual, I am a jiva. I'm an individual, when you say I'm an individual, what are you? You are a jiva. If you say I'm an individual, I'm a jiva. You are a jiva. If you are a jiva, you're an individual. And what do you say next? God has created me. Is it the first thing we have? God has created me. Which means what? God is the cause, and I am an effect. This is our simple understanding. Bhagavan has created me. I am a puppet in the hands of Bhagavan. This is an expression, I like it. Everybody says, I am a puppet in the hands of Bhagavan. And he really, he really makes me move and act. So I'm a simple product produced by Bhagavan. Understand? This is our understanding. When you say Bhagavan has created me, you mean what? You use it in your understanding. You are product. Jiva is a product, isn't it? But here the Gaudapada Acharya wants to make it very clear. Jiva has not come out of, is not born of, out of Atma, is not a product. For which he uses the very simple traditional example of akashaha, space. Space, what is space? If you see, this, there is no place where space is not. And space is the only element which is spatially limitless. And the space is one. The space is indivisible, partless whole. And he also, we have to take one more thing now. In any, suppose this one indivisible partless whole space sometimes seems to be divided. Indivisible, how can you say indivisible is divided? Indivisible is not divided, but seems to be divided, seemingly divided by the many enclosures existing in the space. So what we have this something called pot, is it? If there is a pot and we talk about what the space enclosed, obtaining within the enclosure pot, is said to be what now gets the name pot space. Pot space and all total space. Ghata akashaha, mahakashaha. Mahakashaha, ghata akashaha. And what do we say? This ghatakasha, look at this. Ghatakashaha, really speaking, this ghataka, there's no such a thing called ghatakashaha at all. It, the very name is what? Given to the space. As a ghatakasha. Similarly, here, the Turiya Chaitanyam, the consciousness, is given the name Jivaha. Just as pot space is a name given to the space because of the enclosure, isn't it? But space is, there's no such thing called pot space at all, we all know very well. Similarly, the consciousness, the Turiya Chaitanyam, the Atma, manifest in the mind or obtaining in a given body mansions complex is what gets the name Jivaha. Is there a pot space which has been created newly? The space was already there. What was born was only the pot. And later on, when the pot is born, until the pot is born, there is only space. After the pot is born, what do we say? There is a pot space. The pot space, in fact, is it born? It is not born. But it seems to have been born because of the birth of the pot. And this is called what now? First you give, you see this, the seeming, there's a pot space. And what we do, it is the pot which has the birth, which has the beginning. And later this pot has certain attributes. Ghata, isn't it? So all the defects are the limitations. A pot has its own dharmas. All these pots' dharmas, then let what happened now? In the space, when the space obtaining in this pot's an enclosure, pot enclosure, be identified with the pot, it gets the name pot space. Then afterwards, all the parts, dharmas are superimposed upon the space. It's called what now? First, taking the one indivisible partless whole space, taking it as a part space, is it? Adhyasa. Afterward, what now? All the parts, dharmas, you superimpose upon the space. It's called it what? Adhyaropaha. Superimposition of the limitations of the part upon the limitless space. Okay, limitless space. Which is free from limitations, isn't it? So what are all the attributes? superimposed upon the space we see. Pot has birth, for utpattihi, or jananam, isn't it? Birth. Birth is a defect. Dosha. Birth is one attribute, isn't it? Birth. Then second is what? Nashaha. Nashaha means destruction. So, arrival of the pot or the birth of the pot, then departure of the pot, or you can say death of the pot or the destruction of the pot. Second. Then third is what? Third, we say defects. Or you can say attributes. Third, we can say attributes also. You can say. We're going to see elaborately in the verses. Then we say certain specific qualities, we can say viseshaha. Then we say connection, sambandaha. The pot has connection. So all these five, we only possess very beautifully these five aspects. The five aspects associated with the pot are taken to be the space's attributes, and they are superimposed upon the space. So that is, we are going to see here now, how they are superimposed. We are going to see that here. All these places. Last class we saw one verse. Okay, we'll say the verse now. Third verse. Atma hya kashava jivaihi.
Atma hya kashava jivaihi.
Ghata kashairi voditaha.
Ghata kashairi voditaha.
Ghata di vachya sanghataihi.
Ghata di vachya sanghataihi.
Jata vetanni darshanam. Atma hi akashavat. Atma hi akashavat. Atma, the Turiya Chaitanyam, the consciousness, is like the space. Akashavat. Like the space, but now Atma is Atma, the Turiya Chaitanyam, the consciousness, actually, is what now we can say is comparable to the space. Now, jivaihi gata akashaihi iva uditaha. Gata akashaihi iva uditaha. Now you know very well how the space was already there, space is always there, and the space is one secondless non-dual, isn't it? Space is, there's no other space. And this space is what? Indivisible, partless. And this indivisible, partless whole space, when there is a part which comes into existence, and it appears to have become, what now? Many part spaces. One indivisible space appears to have become many part spaces. Even we use the term plural, part spaces, which is not at all proper, isn't it? Part spaces. How can we say one space, indivisible space, and we use the term part spaces? The plurality belongs to what? The plurality belongs to the part, isn't it? But the plurality belonging to the enclosures called part, in fact, attributed to the very space. So we say part spaces. just as many, many, many pot spaces come into existence, when the pots come into existence, is it? Similarly, the jivas also, we talk about the jivas, plurality of jivas. One jiva, I am a jiva, you are a jiva, he is a jiva, she is a jiva. So many jivas. Understand? We talk about the plurality of jivas. The jivas also, uditaha, jivaha. No, this one atma, the consciousness alone, as though has become many jivas. Just as one indivisible potless whole space has become as though many pot spaces, so also one indivisible potless consciousness alone has become as though many. Become many jivas as though. Is it clear? So first thing, what happened now? The number. How many jivas are there? How many jivas are there? As many, isn't it? How many pot spaces are there? As many pots, isn't it? There are how many pot spaces are there? The pot spaces are as many as the pots. So also, how many jivas are there? Jivas are also as many as the these body parts. That is why in body is always looked upon as a part only. There is also one song is there, remember? Nandavanathilo Randi Nalaindu Madamai Kuyavanai Vendi Kundu Vandanoru Thondi Thondi. 4 + 5 = 9 months. Pot maker waits and he gets this pot. This is what that song that says, folk thing. Adai pot, kutadi kutadi potu dai tandi, nandavanati lo randi. Which means, it's a, now 9 months he waits and Hamho manages to get one pot. And what does he do? Does not enjoy it properly? Kutadi kutadi potu daitandi. One day he breaks it. Abusing it, abusing it, abusing it. And one day he breaks this pot. Now what I am saying, like here Ghatakasha, like this pot space, isn't it? I have not said anything specially, anything more, Lucian. So is how one, now you know very well, so many pot spaces have come into existence, isn't it? From one space means, really speaking, pot spaces have not come into existence. In fact, we should not even use the word pot space. What came into existence was, actually pot. Many pots came into existence in space and they remained in space and they started decaying in space and one day they disappeared in space. It is part, the space has not come into existence, space was not born. What was born was the part, not the space. And how many were born? Also, what can say? What now? Many pots came into existence. Many pot spaces have not come into existence. Therefore, he says, "Gata gata akashaihi eva jivaihi uditaha." Just as we see the many, in keeping the number of birth. And then give it the birth of the number of parts. We also say what now? the one space also, the only space, not one space, only secondless space also seems to have become many part spaces. So also this Atma, the Turi, all pervasive, limitless consciousness, Duriya Chaitanyam also seems to have become many jivas. In keeping with the number of the enclosures, like body, mind, and complex. Is it clear? This is one thing. Now, Gatadivatcha Sanghataihi Jatau. Sanghataha means body, mind, sense complex is called Sanghataha. And Sanghataihi, how many body, mind, sense complex, how many bodies are there? So many. Sanghataihi means Sanghat, no, there are so many body, mind, sense complexes. Sanghataihi, because of the number of, because the plurality of this body, mind, sense complex, because the plurality of the body, mind, sense complex, here, these are like Ghatadivat, Ghata Adivat, not only one part alone. The enclosures are not just one part, isn't it? The objects which enclose the space are not just the spot. Gata Adi means like the pot, so many objects which exist in space, isn't it? Which come into existence in space, which remain in space, which departure in space, which die in space, which disappear in space, and those, all those different objects are different enclosures. Not one part alone. There's so many types of varieties of innumerable countless forms which enclose, no, so many enclosures of the space. Therefore, in keeping with that, what now? So many, not only pot space, tank space and room space and like that, the different names, innumerable names and innumerable divisions also seem to have come. Space never came, never goes also, it is there. What comes and goes only the part. Similarly here, for part space does not come and go. In fact, there is no such part space at all. It is a temporary name. Part space is a temporary name given to the name, isn't it? One space, when the part is born, or any enclosure comes into existence, and the space gets that name temporarily. Tank space or room space, etc. Similarly, jiva also is what now? There is no such thing called jiva really. Understand? There is no pot space, how well you can say. Absolutely, ultimately, there is no jiva. There is no pot space ultimately, isn't it? Absolutely. But seemingly there is a pot space. There is a seeming pot space. There is no real pot space. The jiva also is what now? Seemingly there are jivas. Absolutely there are no jivas. The jiva is only a name given to the one indivisible partless whole consciousness, the Atma. When the new body mind sense complex comes into existence in consciousness, is it clear? Yes. So Ghatadivatcha Sanghataihi Jatau. When the Jatau means in, now when they are created, when the bodies come into existence, this body mind sense complex, the plurality of this body mind complex come into existence. There is exist, they're born. When the bodies are born, then Ghatadivat, like the pot, etc., the enclosure, different enclosures, the jivas also seem to have come into existence. So birth of a pot space is what only seemingly happening. Really speaking, there's no such a thing called pot space, and there's no such thing called birth of the pot space. Understand? Which means the birth belongs to the pot, but that birth is what now? Ghata Dharma is superimposed upon what? Space, Akasha. This is called Adhyaropa. Taking the Dharma of the other object as the its own. Is it clear? Now we can say pot is the upadhi for the space. Close, isn't it? Very close. Because of the proximity. And etad nidarshanam, and this is an example given here, he says. Now we'll go to the next. So the first problem is what now? The first problem of the pot is superimposed upon the space. That is birth. Utpattihi. Now next. Ghatadishu pralineshu.
Ghatadishu pralineshu.
Ghatakashadayo yatha.
Ghatakashadayo yatha.
Akashe sampraliyante.
Akashe sampraliyante.
Tadvajivayihatmani.
Tadvajivayihatmani.
Ghatadishu pralineshu.
Ghatadishu pralineshu.
Ghatakashadayo yatha.
Ghatakashadayo yatha.
Akashe sampraliyante.
Akashe sampraliyante.
Tadvajivayihatmani.
Tadvajivayihatmani.
Okay. Ghatadishu pralineshu. Ghatadishu pralineshu sati saptami here. The grammar, because what is the language? When the pralina means when the parts are destroyed, or the parts get broken, or the parts resolve. The parts, no? When the parts, the form and name parts go away. Understand now? So when the parts resolve, parts become destroyed, pralineshu, ghata akashadayaha yatha. When the part is broken, when the part, etc., the varieties of enclosures, no, such as pot, etc., when they are broken, when they are destroyed, what happens to the space obtained in those enclosures? What happens to the space? Nothing happened before also. Now also nothing happens. Space continues to be the space. Which means space does not disappear. Space does not depart. So arrival of the enclosures such as pot, etc. does not bring the pot space. The already existing space is temporarily given the name pot space. When the pots break and get destroyed also, the pot spaces do not die or do not disappear, do not depart. There is no departure on the part of the pot space. Okay, the pot space, the name goes. The name came along with the pot. The name goes along with the pot or the enclosure, any enclosure. But what does not come and go is the space. Pot space, name comes along with the pot. And pot space, the name departs along with the departure of the pot, but not the space. There is no arrival or departure on the part of the space. So also, example is very clear, isn't it? Now what should we understand here? I will die isn't it? Over here, what? Next lesson is what? Next lesson is, a jivaha also is only a temporary name given to the all-pervasive, only secondless consciousness. When the body, mind, sense complex comes into existence, not only this body, okay, with a plant body or a animal body, in any mosquito body, cockroach body, any body is last. Coimbatore, he remembers Coimbatore cockroach, he can't find cockroach here. So, when any body comes into existence, then there comes what now? That consciousness gets the name Jivaha. And when the body goes, when the departure of the body, along with the departure of the body, the Jiva name also goes, what does not arrive and depart is Atma, the consciousness. And that Atma, the consciousness, is actually you. You are that Atma, the consciousness, which does not arrive and depart. Okay, this arriving, departing, body, mind, sense complex is not you. So, Jiva is a temporary name given to the Atma. Jiva is a temporary name given to the consciousness. But he says, Ghatadishu pralineshu ghata akashadayaha yatha. When the enclosure such as pot, etc., depart also, disappear also, just as the space, pot spaces, okay, or the space with the different names, which seem to have come into existence also, they continue to exist without the names. Similarly, akashe sampraliyante, all this space enclosed by different enclosures, they become what now? They remain as one space. Akashe sampraliyante tadvate jivaha iha atmani. Same tadvate, in the same way, just as pot space as though becomes one with the space. There is no such thing called merging. Okay? Pot space can never merge in the total space. Merging is possible only if the pot space was away from the total space at least for some time. They can never come closer also. And where is the question of merging? Why they can't come close? They are not two. If they are two, they can at least come close, and they can become one. Is it? There is no way of becoming one or merging in each other, because they are not at all two, they were never two. What was there was only space, indivisible space. Isn't it? But when the pot is enclosure such as pot, etc., break, the pots, the space obtaining in the enclosures seem to be joining, seem to be becoming one with the total space. The seemingly, as though it has become, it was born, and as though it is again becoming one with the total space. Really seeming, isn't it? The seeming division and seeming union again. There's no real separation, there's no real union. Separation is not there, union also is not possible. Separation also is not possible. Why? Because in the very space all the enclosures stand, they come into existence in the very space. They exist in very space. Therefore, they do not separate all these different enclosures such as pot, etc., which come into existence in space. How can they divide space? They can't divide space. Therefore, there is no such thing called this pot, space, etc. do not even come into existence, and therefore they do not die also, really speaking. They only, as though they become separated and as though they become one, when these enclosures resolve, the pot space, the enclosed space also seems to become one with the space. Really speaking, they do not become one. They always, but no, we don't even say they. Always there is one space, and there is one space, there will ever be one space. Is it? Only space. Divisionless space. Similarly, Atma, the all-pervasive consciousness also has been there beginninglessly, changelessly, there'll ever be endlessly, without arriving, departing, and without merging also. Is it clear now? Therefore, merging is not possible. Now, what do we understand here? When you say there's no such thing called pot space at all, and where is the question of talking about the birth of the pot space? It was not born, it does not die means. And how can you say the total space is the cause and this pot space is born out of total space? If you say, I am created by the God, God has created me, if you say, it is like saying the total space has created the pot space. Or pot space has come into existence, come out of total space. Which means total space becomes the cause, pot space becomes the effect. Isn't it? Now you know very well, pot space is neither the cause, understand, nor the effect. This is how jiva, the Atma Chaitanyam is not the cause and jiva is not the effect. In fact, jiva is not even born out of consciousness. Jiva is consciousness. Jiva is not born out of consciousness. Jiva is Atma, the consciousness. Is it clear now? You have to gata kashaha, maha kashaha eva. The pot space is nothing but space. If you say, you are right. Pot space is born out of space, if you say, we are wrong. If you say pot space is space, space is pot space, then there's no pot birth, there's no arrival, there's no departure on the part of the pot space. Isn't it? There's no space actually. Okay. Tadvat jivaha iha atmani. All these jivas also, just as when the pots break or destroy, they get destroyed, just as the so-called pot spaces, you know, which seem to have come into existence newly, and they seem to be joining the total space. There's a seeming arrival and departure. Similarly, there's a seeming arrival and departure of the jivas. There's no real arrival of the jivas. There's no real departure of the jivas. There's no real arrival of the jivas. There's no real departure of the jivas. There is even the expression, the word plural jivas is wrong. Isn't it? The plurality also is temporarily attributed to the only secondless Atma, the consciousness. The arrival and departure also, what now? The plurality belongs to Karyakarna Sanghata. Plurality is the attribute of the Karyakarna Sanghata. Being many is what? Is the nature of the body mind complex, isn't it? Similarly, here there's so many. And also, the arrival and departure also what now belongs to the body-mind complex, not to the Atma, the consciousness, therefore not to the jiva. So jivas do not come, jivas do not go. There are not jivas. All these number of jivas, which we count in keeping the number of the enclosing body-mind complex, are actually one and the same consciousness, Atma. Is it clear? Okay. Now we'll go to the next verse. So that the what does the fourth karika say? No merging is possible. No union is possible. Irandara iraivanodu kalakave mudiyadu. Understand? Irandara kalapom. Eppa rendu aaninga kalakkuradhukku na? When did it become two for it to become one? You know, there is always, in Tamil, with beautiful expressions. We become one with God. You know, we become one with God. You can never become one with reality because you never became... Yeah. Okay. Therefore, Tadvat jivaha iha atmani. All these jivas resolve in this all-pervasive, secondless, only consciousness. When they resolve, isn't it? Just as the part spaces resolve in total space, when the parts are broken, the enclosures are broken, so also all these jivas also resolve in only consciousness, divisionless consciousness, seemingly, isn't it? When the body maintains complex, when the bodies are destroyed. That is why we had this Bhagavad Gita. Now you can understand second chapter of Bhagavad Gita. You know? Nainam chindanti shastrani, nainam dahati pavakaha, nachainam kledayantyapo, nasoshayati marutaha. We have all those words. Na jayate mriyate vakadachit, na jayate mriyate vakadachit, nayam bhutva bhavita vana bhuyaha. See, you need to have Upanishad knowledge to understand Bhagavad Gita. Nayam bhutva bhavita vana bhuyaha. When was the pot not there? When was the space not there? When it disappeared for some time? Never, isn't it? Ajo nitya shashvatoyam purano na hanyate hanyamane sharire. This jiva is not destroyed when the body is destroyed. Understand Gita, can understand Gita better now. Therefore there is no destruction. So what should we do now? Once you know this, if we shift our eye sense from the body, mind sense complex and resolve in that consciousness the reality, which is neither the cause nor the effect, then you will be what now? The problem centered on I. What is that? I am a mortal. That notion will resolve. Understand? That is why this, what is all for contemplation. Understand? It's all for contemplation. You have to understand that is actually, when you say I, what is that? Is it? The jiva. Nothing but the content of I is consciousness. And which is jiva if identity is with the body mind and complex. Like a space identified with the pot, it is a pot space. If it is not identified with the part, it is always the space. Isn't it? It is not problem. The birth of the part is not the problem. It is identity is the problem. Isn't it? So here also what we say. Therefore, the I am a mortal is a notion. But because content of I is what? The consciousness. And that notion is why? Because of the wrong identity. if we know the consciousness does not come and go, sharira hanyate sharire hanyamane, it is not destroyed when the body is destroyed. If we know, then there is no, is it? You are free. Otherwise bound. So here he says, next is, Satmani jivaha praliyante. You have to understand. All the jivas resolve in the Atma as though, is it? Really, they don't become one with. They can never become one with. Always jiva is, always jiva is Atma, consciousness. So the two defects we have seen, the two problems we have seen. One is birth and one is death. There is no arrival, there is no departure on the part of the jiva. That is the main teaching, isn't it? And the third one is what? Doshas. No? Okay. The defects. Yathaikasmin ghata kashe. Rajo dhuma di bharyute. Na sarve samprayujyante, tadvajjiva sukhadibhi. See, if the pot has some dirt, the pot is a colorful pot or a dirty pot or some holy pot with the holes, isn't it? Whatever the pot with the holes or pot with the colors or pot with the paint or pot with the dirt, and also some stinking also. Pot also, no, sometimes stinks. Our pot looks old. Our pot looks brand new. Sometimes brand new pot, sometimes old dirty pot. However the pot looks, isn't it? Now what, this is all the guna, isn't it? This is called gunaha, isn't it? All these attributes of the pot. So he uses the term. He says, yatha ekasmin ghata akashe rajaha dhuma adibihi yute na sarve samprayujyante. See, rajaha means dust, not rajoguna. Okay, rajas means rajoguna, isn't it? The power of activity. But here rajaha means what? Dust in this context. Dhumaha means smoke. And you can also say what now? Some stink. Sometimes fragrance also. If there's a nice small pot and we put all incense sticks and all these things, it becomes perfumes. Then also fragrant, isn't it? Some pots may look what? Very brand new pots are well painted, you know, and then well designed and kept well decorated. And there's also some perfumed also. And good smell, when you go near the, when you walk into the room, they kept some decoration apart, good fragrance also comes. Some pots can be like that. And some pots can be what, somewhere in a corner at the backyard, old, paint has gone, and they are not maintained well, not even looked at by anybody, because this pot sitting in the front, no, front hall, drawing room. So whoever comes to the drawing room has to see this. And that pot unnoticed and non-recognized. And then some small holes are also there. Somewhere some cracks are there. The cracked pot, uncolored pot, and the faded pot. And it all stinks. Maybe some rat or something must have gone and sit in there. Stinking also. Like that. These go, the parts, different parts can have different gunaihi yutaha ghataha. They ended with the different qualities. Fragrant pot, stinking pot, broken, pot with the crack, fresh, new, brand new, old, well decorated, non-decorated. Like that, we can have all those things. So here he used the word what now? Rajaha, Dhuma, Adi. Adi, I added all those things. Like Adi means etc. You can imagine what all possible between different types of pots. Now he says, all these things, the qualities, belong to the pot, isn't it? Pot space is not touched, tainted by any of these defects. No, the desirable qualities or the undesirable qualities of the pot, isn't it? Undesirable attributes of the pot. Certain things are desirable, fragrant, etc., stink, etc., non-desirable. All of them are what now? They do not taint, touch the pot space. We have to remember, there is no such a thing called a pot space, but still we temporarily, the only indivisible space is given the name pot space because of the enclosure it obtains in. Temporarily, but all these problems associated with the pot do not touch or taint this space at all. So, what he says here? Yatha ekasmin ghata akashe raja rajo dhumadi bihi yute na sarve samprayujyante. Na samprayujyante means they do not contaminate. They do not pollute. The stink, etc., smoke, etc., dirt, etc., which are found on the part of the pot, do not pollute or contaminate or spoil. Understand? Afflict or affect or taint or touch the space. Suppose the stink belongs to what? The air. And the dirt belongs to the pot. But still they do not taint, do not really pollute the space. Even the space is, isn't it? There is space but asangaha. Space is asangaha, untouched by anything. The defects of the pot are the desirable qualities of the pot. Undesirable nature of the pot. Isn't it? So he says, okay, samprayujyanta. Tadvate jivaha. In the same way, just as the so-called pot spaces are not tainted, the pot spaces happen to be the one and the only secondless indivisible space, which have got temporary, which has seemed to be divided, which seem to be many, which appear to be many, understand? But really speaking, how they are not touched by the problems of the associated with the pot, so also the jivas are also not touched or tainted, afflicted or affected, polluted, contaminated by the problems of body, mind, sense, complex. Okay? That's what he wants to say. And what he says? Sukha adibihi. What are the problems here? Sukha adibihi. Now we can say pain, pleasure, delusion, confusion, jealousy, hatred, anger. What are they? These belong to whom? Just as the color, dirt, etc. belong to the pot. These also what now? The anger, greed, jealousy, hatred, pain, pleasure, delusion,
they all belong to the mind, is it? The problems of the mind, he only takes few. He doesn't talk about the whole thing. Mind, they do not belong to the Atma, they do not touch the Atma. Just as space remains untouched by this, the enclosed, seemingly enclosed space remains untouched, untainted by the defects of the part or the nature of the part. So also here the problems of the mind do not taint the Jiva, who is nothing but Atma. It's Uriya Chaitanya. It means Atma does not have Atma, the consciousness, which has temporarily got the name Jiva because of the enclosing, seemingly enclosing body emergence complex. Seemingly enclosing body emergence complex. Here's the what now. When you say, I am angry, I am, you know, all these dharmas, you can say, it's called superimposition, isn't it? All the manodharmaha are superimposed upon the jiva. Here, gata dharmaha are superimposed upon the space, akasha. So all these belong to what? The mind alone. Isn't it? So the problems of the mind are taken to be the problems of the jiva. But how is jiva? It is as untainted as the pot space by the defects of the pot and the qualities of the pot. See, not only by the dirt, etc. What about the fragrance? Does fragrance of the pot make the fragrance obtaining, isn't it? And the paint of the pot does not make the space painted space, or does not make it fragrant space. That make it a stinking space also, isn't it? Similarly, sukham, pleasure comes. What is sukham? Sukham is actually the tamasic, sorry, sattvic. No? The modification of sattva is what? Sattva expressed is sukham is a sattva product. Dukkham is the product of the rajas. Delusion is the product of the tamas. Now, conditions of the mind. If there is something, there is a pleasure. Sometimes there is pain. Sometimes there is delusion. What is pleasure? Pleasure is a product of sattva. Pain is a product of rajas. And what about delusion is the product of tamas. So these are all the products of these gunas of the prakriti. Isn't it? But they belong to what? Mind alone. They are there. They exist in the Atma, but they do not afflict or touch, taint the Atma. Who? The Jiva actually. Because Jiva is Atma. Is it clear? Yeah. So, Sukha Adibihi has put. Why? Because, why is the sukham also? Pleasure also is not there for Jiva, who is Atma. Pain also is not there for the Atma. Understand? You have to be very careful here. Only pain is not Jiva. Pain is not there for Jiva, which is Atma. What about pleasure? Pleasure also is not there for Atma. Delusion also is not there for Atma. Confusion is not there for Atma. But they all have an existence in Atma, but they do not belong to Atma. Atma does not have all those things. You have to remember here, Sukham is nothing but potential Dukkham. Know that potential sorrow is what? Pleasure. Why? After Sukham, what's going to come? So Dukkham is what? Potential Sukham. But what is potential? Now we become what? Manifest. When it becomes manifest, what will be next? Potential, no? Any sukham is potential dukkham. Understand? Therefore, what now? Atma, jiva, who is none other than Atma, all pervasive consciousness, is free from, understand, is does not have sukham or dukkham or confusion or clarity. Now, not only that, here what happened, confusion comes. Then what we say? One person is very happy, other person is unhappy. Therefore, the happy jiva, unhappy jiva. We say this. Happy jiva, unhappy jiva, and a punyavan jiva, papi jiva, sukhi jiva, dukhi jiva, dull sleeping jiva, and the bright jiva, dull jiva. We have all these differences also we talk about now. And beautiful jiva, ugly jiva. Handsome jiva, young jiva, old jiva. All these reasons. Man jiva, woman jiva. So what we do, what now? We say, the jivas are not, jivas are many. This is the next lesson. Don't worry, Rataji, I will redo it for you. Jivas are many. Jivas are many. Why? There's difference. One jiva, that jiva is unhappy jiva, this jiva is happy jiva. So jivas are many. And who say this? Sankhya philosophers. There is difference. Okay? There's difference in jivas. Jivas are many and different. Jivas are different. Look at this, part spaces are different. When you say part space itself is not there, there's only space, only temporary name had given. And when you say they are not many, and where's the difference? How can the one jiva be different from the other jiva? If there are many, you can talk about the difference, isn't it? Because there is difference, this look at this, Shankya say, because there is difference, why one is happy, one is unhappy, therefore jivas are many. One is healthy, one is sick. One jiva is sick, one jiva is healthy. One jiva is fat, one jiva is thin. But what happened now? Jivas are different, therefore jivas must be many. Where is the difference, first of all, for you to say many? Differences belong to what? Difference is only and part of the enclosure, part, isn't it? Not the part of space. Similarly, the difference is only in the body, mind, sense complex, but there is no difference in part of the jiva, who is none other than Atma. Undre kulam urvane devan. We say that. No, what ore kulam? Understand? But one thing at a time, that's why all are not equal, but all are one. Rogue is a rogue, pious person is a pious person, isn't it? Therefore, all are not equal. How can you say the pious is the rogue is a rogue, pious person is a pious, isn't it? Saint is a saint. All are not equal, but all are one. Inequality is based on what? Upadis. Enclosures, isn't it? So here, this is the main thing he says here. This is actually dosha guna. You can say both here. Yatha ekasmin ghata akashe rajo dumadi bihiyute na sarvam samprayujyante. Just as dirt, smoke, etc. Now, do not pollute that only space obtaining as many pot spaces or enclosed spaces. Similarly, tadvat, in the same way, jivaha, all these so-called jivas, you know, the seemingly obtained these jivas, which are absolutely, originally, one and the same consciousness, the all-pervasive Atma, is not, what, no, the jivas are not afflicted or tainted by, the pain, pleasure, delusion, confusion, etc., which are the attributes of the mind, are the different forms of the mind. Is it clear? What is said here in this? Okay, you have 50 and come back.